Okay, welcome everybody to the Monday night conference call. Very excited for the call we're going to have tonight. We muted everybody out. We may take an opportunity here towards the end to open it back up. You're going to want to be tuned in tonight. We've got some special things to talk about. I want to talk tonight about, first of all, I want to thank Jordan for last week. I've been out of the country. I've been in Bangkok, Thailand. Went to the International BNI Conference there in Bangkok, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that tonight. The purpose of the call, and Jordan did a great job last week. I want to thank him for filling in and doing his call and mine combined, and as usual, did a phenomenal job. So thank you, Jordan, for that. And I know Jordan wishes that he would have been with me, but he loves being on and doing those calls. So anyway, we're going to get started. I want to talk tonight about new possibilities. I want to explore new possibilities, expanding our thought process, expanding what we believe is possible. And this is triggered from a couple of things. There's two significant things that have happened, one of which is the experience I had in Thailand. And the second is exploring some of our reps who are just killing it right now, putting on new customers. And as a result of that, I have a special guest on the call tonight. She is our top customer gatherer over the past 30 days. She's actually our top customer gatherer over the past 90 days, but we're really going to focus a lot on her last 30 days and what she's been doing. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be the second part of this call. Cheyenne Lake, senior manager out of Mellonville, South Carolina. Wait till you listen to Cheyenne, and oh my goodness, you want to talk about new possibilities and restructuring your thought process on what's possible, it'll blow your mind. It'll absolutely blow your mind on the simplicity of what she's doing and how successful it is. So we'll get that at the end of the call. Right now I'm going to start with Thailand. I just got back. I literally got off the plane 2 hours ago. A little bit jet lagged here, but I'm back in the saddle here and very excited. Spent 3 days at the International BNI Conference, and I was able to expand my vision there. I was able to massively expand my vision of what the possibilities are. Now, I've always been a big thinker, and I'm certainly a big thinker when it comes to where Send Out Cards is going and what we're doing. But when you see other organizations and the success they've had and you're able to see it firsthand, it really expands your vision. And BNI is probably the perfect place for me to expand that vision. It's a business organization. It's the largest business networking organization in the world. It's a franchise structure. And there's like 9,000 BNI chapters around the world. But here's what's interesting. I went to this conference, and there were 75 countries represented at this conference. Over 4,000 people were there, most of which were franchise owners or affiliated with a franchise in some way. So there was income in the deal for those people. So we're talking about, and there's directors and area directors and national directors and all the who's who of BNI worldwide was there, again, representing 75 different countries. Here's what really caught my attention. Now, most of you who know me know that I'm all about ethnic diversity. I celebrate the ethnic diversity of the world. It's what makes me tick. I just love it. I believe that we are bringing the human race together. So imagine when I walk in there and I walk into the kind of the assembly hall and I see firsthand, first of all, the first thing I see are 75 flags that are hanging from the ceiling from 75 countries that are represented. Then I walk through and I see the cultural diversity of the people that are there. I see people from African nations dressed up in their African cultural type of dress. People from numerous Asian countries dressed up in their traditional type of dress. Seeing people from all over the world speaking in different languages, all connecting with each other and seeing a camaraderie between groups of people, even when they didn't speak the same language. Sharing, shaking hands, sharing, hugging, you name it, picture taken, but people that didn't know each other but were there networking together with the one commonality of being involved with the BNI organization. As I sat and watched that, I was honestly, I was really overcome with emotion. Like the emotion got to me. It was like, wow. I always envisioned that that's where Send Out Cards would be and that's where we're going. But just to see it and to visualize it in the Send Out Cards world was, I can't even explain to you how inspiring that was to me. And of course, while I was there, I was able to meet with numerous people. I was able to meet with the top people throughout the BNI organization. We are doing some things with BNI, some aggressive things with BNI over the course of the next year that's really going to blow your mind. I mean, we're really going to do a lot together to cross-promote each other's organizations. Here's the bottom line. We both believe in each other and our statistics show. In the business world, for small to mid-sized businesses, there are two organizations that generate more referrals than any organizations on the planet for small to mid-sized business, and that is BNI and Send Out Cards. There is no question about it. What was amazing is when I walked through there is how many people knew who I was and knew who Send Out Cards was, and these were people that were in countries that we're not doing business in. I had people coming up to me from all kinds of countries that had either heard of Send Out Cards and want to use it, or were actually using Send Out Cards in a country that we don't have distributorships in. Like numerous, I was blown away. I figured people from the U.S. would know us, in Canada, and Singapore, and Australia, but I had people coming from numerous countries up to me, treating me, you know, just with utmost respect. And here's the bottom line of what I want to share with that. We have built an incredible brand, my friends, and all of you on this call should be applauded for it. We build an amazing brand out there. We are very, very well known throughout the marketplace as one of the top referral generating systems for business, as well as a top program to create genuine human connection with people, help people to act on their promptings. I was asked to speak at a gathering of people from India, and I just briefly spoke for about 15 minutes to area directors from India, and I just got up and shared my story. I just told the story about my brother Chris and acting on a prompting, and that's why we started this, and I kind of tied it into BNI, and what BNI is all about are thousands and millions of people acting on their promptings every day, reaching out in kindness to others and sharing referrals with people and whatnot. The response from that was overwhelming. So what I learned, and I've always known, but it was just reiterated to me, if we do a couple of things, if we, number one, focus on the heart of Send Out Cards always. We always focus on the heart of Send Out Cards and what it's about. It's about bringing people together through acting on promptings and reaching out in kindness to others in our personal life and business. That always has to be first and foremost in all of our language, number one. Number two is the referral generation possibilities that Send Out Cards provides. One of the top referral generating systems, and combined with BNI, probably the best system there is for generating referral business. And very, very well known in the industry. You know, in the scriptures, it says, if you want to know the nature of people or the organization, it says, by their fruits ye shall know them. What it means by that is what fruits are being harvested. By the fruits of your labors is how you're going to be recognized. By their fruits ye shall know them. Send Out Cards has sent, you know, $560 million in revenue. We've sent out over $160 million in commissions. We've sent out over 160 million cards, 12 million gifts. We send every single day 40 to 50,000 unique greeting cards every single day to people from people all over the world to people all over the world. We're going into our holiday season. We'll be gearing up for $700,000 card days. That's what we do at Send Out Cards. We do it every single day. But yet we have only scratched the surface of where we're going. There's a ton of new possibility, and you're going to see a lot of that in the future. So if we focus on the heart of Send Out Cards, and we focus on putting on new users, putting on customers so that they can realize the benefit of the heartfelt card and the benefit of generating referral business, if that's what your focus is, the network marketing side of it will take care of itself. That's always what the vision needs to be. Stay focused on the heart. Also focus on what this business will do in the marketplace, or what this product will do in the marketplace. Leverage what the marketplace wants, which is a referral system, and inspire them on what they need, which is the ability to act on promptings and create a revenue stream for financial independence. If you keep it in that order, we're going to have massive success. We are having massive success. We're going into the future. This leads me into the second part of the call. Second part of the call is someone who is focused on those things. She's focusing on the heartfelt card send. She's focusing on putting on customers, allowing them to use the product in their business, use the product to enhance their business, to generate referrals in their business. Now let me tell you some numbers about this person. Cheyenne Lake from Mellonville, South Carolina. If you want to talk about expanding possibilities, expanding your vision, Cheyenne is fairly new in Send Out Cards. She has a total of 127 customers. Since September 24th, she has put on 99 new customers. In the last 30 days, from October 9th through November 9th, she has put on 10 $17 accounts, 16 $97 accounts, 2 $147 accounts. That's a total of 38 subscription accounts. And she's also put on an additional 38 basic accounts for a total of 76 accounts over the last 30 days. Her subscriptions, the subscriptions in the last 30 days, again, 10 of them were 17s, 16 of them were 97s, 2 of them were 147s. In the last 30 days alone, it generated $2,016 in new monthly subscriptions. Okay, so 1017 times 1697 times 2147 totals $2,016 in brand new subscription business just in the last 30 days. Now that was one heck of a long introduction for you, Cheyenne, but with all that being said, Cheyenne, welcome to the call. I hope you're there.
Hi, Cody. I am here. Thank you.
I hope our people are taking some notes, because I'll tell you, when I've seen your numbers, and it's just your numbers in the last 30 days, it's your numbers over the last 90 days, you're consistently putting on new subscribers, new free accounts. And you and I had a chance to talk a little bit earlier today on how you're doing that. And I've got to tell you, I was really inspired myself. I was just very inspired by what you're doing, how you're doing, what your vision is. So I'd like you to just kind of share that a little bit with us. Just share with us a little bit about what your focus is mainly. What is the focus on how you put these many people on?
Well, Cody, and thank you for having me this evening. It is it's an honor, really, to be on here with you and with this group of people and representing this amazing company. And I told you when we talked just a little bit ago that, you know, when I discovered Send Out Cards through Isabel Drogue, who's, you know, now one of my very best friends on the planet, it changed the way that I did business forever. And so about 10 weeks ago, I relaunched my real estate business, my transactional side of my real estate business. And I work with a company called EXP Realty. So I am a real estate agent. I was a real estate agent. I've been an agent since 2005, but I quit real estate in 2016, frankly vowing to never return. And I, through a long journey, I reopened my business 7 weeks ago. And I created a group of real estate agents on Facebook to keep me accountable. I truly did it so that I wouldn't quit. I was afraid that I would get back into it and I would quit. And so I thought, if I put in that little safety net of agents that would keep me accountable, that I wouldn't quit. And that's truly how the group started. And I basically just shared a post in another real estate group that I was going to rebuild my real estate company from the ground up. I was going to do some things very different this time than I had done in the previous time. And I'd been pretty successful in my prior career in it. And I had about 1,600 agents join the group in about 4 or 5 days. And
now I got to tell you, when people hear those numbers, 1,600 people joined a group a Facebook group basically that will watch your Facebook lives and things like that. Most people on this call are going, 1,600 people? What? How? You know what? You know, it's overwhelming for most people to hear those kind of numbers. But how do you get 1,600 people in 5 days?
Well, it was a group that I had really been pouring into, and just, you know, I mean, I've closed about 2,500 homes, you know, in my career between my mortgage career and my real estate career. And so I shared a lot of what I learned doing that in that group. And so I had definitely established, I think, some credibility. But I really was just kind of, I was very transparent, and I think that that's been probably the, you know, the greatest thing of this group is that the only intention with the group was really just to keep me from quitting. And it's, you know, it's a little embarrassing to say that, but that's why I started it, and it's just now developed into something so much bigger. And we started Monday, September 24th. And I shared with the group that I was going to be building my business. I had built my first real estate business completely from cold calling, 100% cold calling. And I pretty much, that's all I did, is I worked cold business. I was very comfortable doing cold business. I was very good at doing cold business. I wasn't as good at relationally building it. And so when I found send out cards, I wanted to build relationally, I just didn't really know how. I really didn't. I was very comfortable cold, and that's not usual. Most people, it's the reverse, right?
Yep.
And so the literally the first day I just shared with the group I was going to start my business. I told them I'd been using send out cards since January, and I shared that was going to be one of the main tools that I was going to use to really appreciate people, connect with people, follow up with people. Follow up is one of the biggest things that we have a challenge with in real estate, frankly, in any sales business. And, you know, a few people signed up right away just by me just saying that. And one of the girls instant messaged me and said, "Hey, I signed up for send out cards. What do I do? I mean, who do I send these cards to and what do I say?" I'm a certified trainer for Michael Mayer, 7 Levels of Communication. And so the other thing that I laid the foundation of the group with was his book. And I said, well, let's go to the book and let's see what Michael says about what you do. And he calls it a power note, right? I call it a power card. It's a power send out card. And I tell people in the group, look, it doesn't matter. Send a handwritten note card, send a Walmart card. I send out cards. And so I jumped on, did a Facebook Live with the group, and we literally, it was not scripted. It just kind of happened. I read out of the book, and the book says, you know, send a card. Well, who do you send it to? Everyone you know. Well, what do you say? You compliment the person. You find something that's special about that person, something you admire about that person, something you wish maybe a quality you had more of, and you send that to that person. And it said, well, how many? And Michael, in the story, he says, well, send 50. And so I'm reading it right out of the book. And I said, you know what we should do? Let's do a 50-card challenge. And so that's where the 50-card challenge was birthed from. And so every Monday in this group, and the girls know it because we do it every Monday, we do a 50-card challenge. And it got people into massive action. So they send 10 cards for 5 days. And Cody, I mean, for those of us on this phone call, we know this. I mean, the conversation it creates, the phones ringing, the people texting and people thanking, and it got a lot of people having conversations and opportunities to talk to people like they had never experienced before. And that was the first week of the group. And it's just,
so let,
you know.
Let me see. Let me see if I can break this down real quick. What you've done, basically, you created a group, which,
yes.
Jordan's been talking to us forever about creating or joining groups, creating groups, those kinds of things. So you create a group. In that group, you show people how you're sending cards, and then you challenge them to send cards. Is that about it?
I challenge them, and then I tell them, so this is the other thing in real estate, and it's probably for a lot of industries, but I think it's really in our industry. Cody, there's a million shiny objects. There's a million tools to use in our business. And the problem is that a lot of people don't really know how to maximize the tool, and so I don't have a lot of special gifts, but one of them is I know how to maximize tools. And that's what I've just taught people how to do the business, right? That's why it's successful. That's why they're using the cards, is because I'm showing them how to be successful in their business with the cards. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, I think that's the key, too. That's the key right there, is showing people how to use the cards in whatever business you're in. And so let's talk about that. There's probably a lot of people on the call right now is like, well, I'm not in real estate. I don't have that kind of network. How am I going to do something like that? Can you speak to those people?
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe you're an insurance agent. Maybe you are a hairdresser. Maybe you're a dentist. Well, you want to connect with people. You want to build referral partners. You want to build relationships with people that you can be mutually benefiting to each other's businesses. Well, I don't know any better way to build that kind of relationship but to help them be successful in their business, right? So if I'm an insurance agent, create a group for other business owners and show them how you're using send-out cards in your insurance business to stay in touch with people, keep retention, keep people from canceling, keep people coming back to you. Everyone in sales needs that. We all want to know how to retain clients, follow up with clients. And that's all I've done. I've just done it in the real estate industry. But it's duplicatable in any business.
Boy, there's no question about that. And just, utilizing technology like you have, just staying simple and sharing how to use the cards. It's really quite simple. And I got to tell you, Cheyenne, I was so inspired by this and by the incredible activity that you've done. I've got a little surprise for you. I have a little surprise for you. You, in the last 30 days from October 9th to November 9th, like I said earlier on the call, you generated $2,016 worth of new subscriptions. I really appreciate that. I appreciate the example that you are, and I'm going to send you a check, an extra bonus check tomorrow for $2,000. I figure if you can generate $2,000 in new subscriptions in the last 30 days, I can give you an extra $2,000 bonus. So I'm going to send that check to you tomorrow. And I just want you to know that it's well deserved. Now, a lot of you that are listening on the call are like, oh, that'd be cool if I could do it. Well, guess what? We're gonna do a Cheyenne challenge. We're actually calling it the Holiday Bonus Challenge. You can all give it a subheading. It's the Cheyenne Challenge. If she can do it, I think you can do it. We're going to give you 30 days. We're going to give you 30 days to generate $2,000 worth of subscriptions. And it's real simple. You just add up your 17s, your 97s, your 147s. As soon as they accumulate to $2,000, if you do that the next 30 days, first of all, you're going to get all of your normal retail commission off of that. I'm going to send you an additional $2,000 bonus. And on top of that, I'm going to pay you, if you sign up Elite or Elite Plus packages, I will pay you double bonus. So you have to qualify with the $2,000 in subscriptions in the next 30 days. If you do, whatever Elite or Elite Plus package you've sold in the same 30 days, I'm going to double the bonus we pay you for that. And by the way, that counts for you too, Cheyenne. I'm going to give you another 30 days on those Elite, Elite Pluses. I'll double bonus you because you've already earned it. So do you think we could do something with that?
I really am. So I didn't, my husband and I are taking a trip. We don't travel very much. I told you I really like to travel and we don't get to travel too much. And we literally just sat here last night just trying to, like, you know, we're budgeting, right? Like, we're trying to figure out, okay, we're taking this trip. And my husband's like, well, we're going to, you know, we're going to need a couple thousand bucks for this trip. And we're thinking, okay, where does it come from? It's Christmas time, right? So overwhelmed is an understatement, Cody. So thank you, really.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Wow. Thank you for all that you're doing and the example that you are to us all. And because a lot of people are saying, God, that'd be cool if I could earn an extra $2,000. Can I really go out and create $2,000 worth of subscriptions in the next 30 days? I want you to share with them how possible that is.
You know, if you help enough people get what they want, you get what you want. And helping the agents in my group become successful in real estate, like, melts my heart. And send out cards is such a critical piece in that. And the success that I see these women having is, it's overwhelming most days, Cody. It really is, to see how they're encouraged again, how they're excited again, how they have hope again, right? And we had a girl, like, if I can, I just want to, there was a woman in our group. She's an amazing agent. She's in North Carolina. And she sent 10 cards. Isabel Drogue created an amazing boo card, and she shared it in the group. We sent boo cards and brownies, the whole group. We many of us did it. But one girl specifically, and I want to just say this. This is not easy. It takes sacrifice. And this agent did not have enough money to sign up for a subscription. And so I said, look, we can all make excuses. We don't have enough money for a 97. We don't have enough money for a 147. You know, we all have stuff that we can sell. If we want it bad enough, we'll get it. If we want it bad enough. Well, this agent took me to task on that. She literally got her three daughters. She went into her garage, and they found $350 worth of things that she sold either on eBay or Facebook or something, okay? She didn't make an excuse. She went and found the resources. She signed up for send out cards. She sent 10 cards and brownies to 10 special people in her sphere. She messaged me one night. She posted in the group. She was so excited. She got 4 referrals. And I said, you know, I want to have you on with the group. I want you to share what you did. And between that time and a couple days later when I had her on, she got 7 more referrals.
Wow.
But see, she could have just said, you know, I just don't have the money. No, you know what she did? I said, there are no excuses. If we want it, we'll find the money. And she did it. And she taught her daughters, right? She got her daughters involved in that. I'm going to tell you, it's what makes me get up now every morning. It really does. So thank you for giving us an amazing tool to be able to do this. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Cheyenne. I appreciate it. There's no better way to close up this call than to have you share that with us. And it is possible. It's possible. So go get 2,000 in subscription. We'll send you an extra 2,000. So it's going to be a fun time. We're gonna turn open the lines again for everybody to say goodbye. I'd like to hear how excited you are about this. And please, on social media, shout out to about the new holiday, whatever we're calling it, the holiday bonus. The 2,000 earns you 2,000. I want to see that. 2,000 earns you 2,000. And make sure you shout out on social media. What a great job Cheyenne Lake did tonight in inspiring all of us. Let's share the love, because I'll tell you what, I know I've been inspired tonight. I know the rest of you have as well. So we're going to open it up. Cheyenne, thanks again. We're going to open it now
up
for y'all to say goodbye.